better get going, try and keep it on schedule, huh?
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, I'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our special CDRA meeting, November 24th, 6 o'clock. And we'll start off with a roll call.
Justin.
Here.
Cameron.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Russell.
Here.
Rondi.
Here.
Sam.
Here.
Okay, next on the agenda is discussion and action item, discussion action on Aspen Village Water Project.
Okay, thank you. You recall that 2 weeks ago when we met, I was asked to do two things. One, to draft a waiver, and then secondly, to send it to some Daniels review. I drafted the waiver the next day, Wednesday, sent it out to all the Village Board members, and then subsequent to that, I sent it out to Kevin Daniels, and he said, look good. So then I sent another email out, and Justin, Kevin, and Bo responded and said to proceed. The chair wanted to meet with you tonight because he wanted further discussion before we proceed with this. And so I know you've already seen it, and it's a little bit repetitive, but I've got a copy of the waiver for you. And my role is to execute policy, not to make it. And so now it's in your hands to see where you want to go. We do have Chris Gardner, who's prepared and willing to distribute, and also have a Spanish-speaking person to get these out. So the purpose of tonight's meeting is to follow up with the three people who responded in the affirmative to see where the rest of you want to go without all this account.
The only thing else, I guess I'll start bending out. So the only thing I was thinking tonight is doing those water services is going to need to be more than just a mini X. He's going to need a dump truck, he's going to need sand, he's going to need a backhoe or something to be able to put sand in, and then to make sure it's all done. Because my thoughts is, if not, granted, we don't want to, I mean, I'm not saying Paul does that, but I'm just saying that we want to do it right so that even 2 years down the road, smashed rock ain't going to rub through there to poly, in my opinion. Make sure that there's sand in there. So there might be just a little bit more intel than kind of what we talked about before. And then also make sure that the yards are cleaned up really good because eventually we'll hear about it, but the office is going to take the broom that calls it. Even if we have a waiver, if somebody's yard's looking like crap and messed up, they're going to be calling City Hall, regardless of the waiver.
Well, Sam, just a little. We've got plows on both of our dump trucks, so we don't have a dump truck available to haul the material. And we had an incident on Saturday where Chris Gardner decided he was going to dig his own in and hit the existing main. We had a show. And looking at the soil and the rock that's in around that main, it's going to be tough digging, and there's going to be a lot of stuff we're hauling out of there. I did a little calling on the price of the dump trucks right now, where we don't have one available because they have snow plows on them, and we're looking about $100 an hour. Single side is $110 and a double side is $120. But we're going to have to bring in all of our material too for sand, for shading, and backfill because that material out there is junk. And so that's one of my concerns is, well, we don't have a dump truck right now. That's a lot of money to have a truck sitting up there and a front end loader and maybe and two employees. That would be better to wait until we have our equipment back so we're not incurring extra cost.
Are they having troubles up there right now with the water connections?
No. We can wait till spring.
What would be the wrong with waiting till spring, Bob?
Sure, Carl. Some more research has been done by Paul. He was supposed to be here. Justin had a, you know, he said, oh, maybe he'd like to respond to that.
I guess in my thinking, I was just, while we're on the heels of that other project, just to get it done while the weather's good. I guess I didn't consider the other things that needed to be as far as hauling in
What was he planning on using? I don't know if this has been discussed. Was he gonna use a mini-ax to...
Yeah, that's what we talked about 2 weeks ago, just using a mini-ax.
That's what was discussed. He was supposed to be here to follow up on where he is.
Yeah, but I didn't even think about it till tonight, when I was just getting ready to come down here, and I started thinking about, you know, sand in it and...
Well...
And a dump truck and those things, and I don't know how well you did it, but I don't know. Some of them might be tough to get back home into. You wouldn't be able to get a loader in them, I'm sure, but...
No, it's tight.
But I know you're not gonna be able to backfill with a mini-ax either very well.
Yeah.
But the only other thought I had was to make sure all your parts are on hand, like your meters and everything else, because I don't know...
So I haven't ordered meters yet, and I just called and got a quote just over the phone on the meters I'm gonna need. That's $15,000, $15,400 just in meters. I don't have them on hand yet.
I thought you got a big stockpile of meters.
They've been changing them out, the ones that weren't ready.
Well, here's the thing. You get spring and everything is going 100 miles an hour. You look at this time of year, if we got a window of opportunity to get it done, we don't know what Paul's gonna be doing in the spring. He might not even be available. We're fortunate to have somebody that could do it. Now, when they lay those, even if we had to have sand delivered, I mean, I had a load from Scott Brotherson delivered. If they have to stockpile a pile here and a pile there to bed those, they put that in a skid steer and they dig their hole, they lay the pipe, and they drag that along and backfill them quick as a... I mean, yeah. If you hire a contractor and all of that kind of stuff, the advantage to this is we're gonna be able to provide all of the stuff with our own accounts. All the materials we can buy direct wholesale, and we're not going through a contractor. The windows of opportunity may not be as attractive as they are right now. That was my thinking.
Also,
my big concern is if we do it up there, though, we're opening up to where we have to do it for everybody. Because like a month ago, we had Ryan, what's his name? I can't remember his last name.
Ryan Radke.
Come, and we denied him of even... He was willing to pay us to do the service, and we denied that one. So now you've opened up a worm.
Not fair to us, though. That has nothing to do with this project, because this is a grant that came to us through CDG. It was moved up in the rankings from 6th County because they wanted to do it. And we said we'd hook these people up.
Well, then we had to...
Just a second, please. In Sunrise Engineering, you said they would be... We said they'd be hooked up. And when it didn't come back that way, we had... The bids were too high. We postponed it. So I don't think it's fair, and I'm not lobbying, I'm just giving the facts on how these grants work. It's not fair to compare this to any residential hook, because this is a part of a grant that we were awarded to do this for a low-income population. Now, I have talked to Steve Erickson from Utah Issues, who's concerned about those units. He's gonna try to get us a $20,000 supplemental grant to help augment the rental money, if that helps you at all. And I respect the chair's position, I think you're comparing apples and oranges. This information was put in the grant application, and we said that we'd do it. If anybody comes in and says we give those people an unfair advantage, the answer is very simple. Well, if you become part of a CDBG grant, and that's in the grant application is funded, okay, but this is not the case here.
Well, it's a blighted problem that the city has been dealing with for a lot of years.
The grant was rewrote, though, before we started the project, because we had to reword it and take the water connections out of that grant, and then we still got approval for it.
It's correct. We took it out, but we also said we'd seek money to continue what we said we would do. And I consulted with Sunrise Engineering on that very point. And they came back and said, yeah, it would really be helpful to keep faith with CDBG. The bids came in too high, but at the same time, if we can raise the money through you two issues or somebody, we should go ahead and keep faith with it to do what we said. Because we're also still working with some entities that will come in and upgrade the units. So it's your call, obviously, but I just think that we have to keep focused on the fact that this is not the same as somebody making a residential hookup.
I have a tendency to agree with that. One of the reasons we have that in there to hook those up is what other incentive do you have to make those people hook up and abandon that substandard line that goes wherever it goes that they hit last week? Problem, that's a problem because if that continues, I guess we assume responsibility for that line?
He's going to get a bill on that because he didn't have a blue state?
That's what I mean, that's our main line, right?
Yeah, we have to go in and fix it.
And I recall the time when Jason was, Clausen was in there fixing it. And he ended up discovering that there was a power line in the same trench. And if that would have got hit when he was in there, he would have been gone. It's not a good situation.
Well, let me play devil's advocate on why I hope to wait till spring is we get into this and we get two trailers hooked up and weather comes in and shuts us down for the rest of the winter.
Yeah.
Then them two trailers are hooked to a dead-end line where there's not a lot of people pulling off of it. And that water's going to get crappy.
Well, you might have to go flush it.
You're going to have to pull it. There's going to be extra maintenance flushing and all that, or if we wait till spring and we go in for a hole shot and get them done when the weather gets better. We're not dealing with snow, we're not dealing with frost. I don't know how shoveling under them trailers is going to be. I've not looked under any of those trailers. It could be a nightmare.
Well, that could be a nightmare regardless if that's the case.
You want to do the nightmare in the warm weather or the cold weather?
Well, if Paul is willing to do it, that, I mean, that's going to be miserable no matter what season it is.
It'll take you twice as long in the wintertime, though, as it would in decent weather.
What is it?
The only question I have is a renter low income?
Well, not only that, but the only Walker Trust Fund Board, they make more of an encouragement to hook up. When I handed out that last care funding package you sent me, look into that. They said that we didn't use CARES money because the money was gone, likely so for the transformer. But there's a bigger interest in hooking up renters than owners because they really fall under the category of low-income people.
But my point is, should the owner that's renting to the renters be responsible for the cost?
You have to cite the owners. All those, the owners will have to sign off. The renter, then the owner will have to sign off because the renter won't have authority to represent the owner. And this is another thing we don't know. Maybe if you want to delay it until you get better weather, what you could at least proceed to do is get the waivers and see what kind of responses we get back to see if there are cases where some of the people that say, hey, this is too rigorous. I was concerned when I wrote this that it may be just a little bit too tough. And so I asked Kevin, I said, am I too tough? Am I going to scare these people off? He said, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's my point is, though, the renters, the people that own the property are renting that property to these low-income people.
Well,
what happens, okay, we got lots of renters in this town.
We got lots of renters. The answer to that question, but the owner of the property, they have to certify that they own the property, not renting.
Yeah, that's all right with me as far as the waiver goes. I'm just talking about costs. Okay, we go in there and this guy's renting this property to a low-income person. Well, somebody out on Fifth South is renting their home to another low-income person. And he got a leak between the water main and the meter. Or he wants to be hooked up. I'm just worried about...
But is it in that case, though, is he in Aspen Village? Because if he's not, it's irrelevant. Seems to me there are two issues. One issue is, you want to wait until spring? That's something...
To consider.
That should be discussed. But the other broader issue is, whether it's spring or now, are we gonna hook them up so that we can do the information with the engineering data that was gathered by Sunrise, so we haven't got that problem with the old line? You know what I'm talking about, Justin?
Well, I think, to Bull's point, it's a little bit different, because if somebody develops a leak behind their meter, that line's there. This project actually moved the point of connection. We unhooked the, so to speak, the each individual unit by moving the main line out. So, in my opinion, if we have that situation somewhere else where we moved the main line and somebody's connection was in the backyard, I think, yeah, we'd feel we would be obligated to hook them back up.
The grant was as a city as a whole, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
The grant was for the city?
No.
As a whole?
It was to Aspen Village to do the water lines. That was a project area.
It was a project area for the targeted low income.
Well, it wouldn't be any different than reality. I'm not concerned about waiver or anything like that. Reality, if you go in any other project, you go in and you even upsize the man and you reconnect all the people, they still get reconnected. The only little bit of grade difference would be that when you reconnect off of, like, putting a new main in, you're only doing it from the meter to the main versus the meter to the house. And I don't know anything about that. My biggest concern is it's done right. That's where I am. I mean, that's...
That should be one that...
You know, they need to make sure the sand in there.
If it's done right there in the spring, in the winter, that's...
Well, I'm not concerned about it being done right with Paul Madsen doing it.
Well, we had a sewer main that had to get redug up and redone.
I didn't hear you, Bull, sorry.
I have no concern with Paul Madsen doing whether it'll be done right or not.
That's why I asked you the last time.
We had a sewer main that cost the city lots of money that I don't know if you guys are aware of up there on 3rd East that got dug in and had a huge roping in it, and it had a major bend and never got connected to any of the connections that were supposed to be done.
We had to go in and redo it.
And so then the city crew had to go redig that up and put a whole new main in. Twice.
That was one that Paul had done?
Yes.
I'd like to know Paul's reason why that was maybe missed or wasn't done.
Well, then what if there was a fire pole there? Instead of asking the fire guys to move the pole, we went and tried to bend it back around.
That's a concern I have. It's a lot of work. I drove through there tonight, and that's a lot of work for two guys.
I'm not against Paul, don't get me that way. I'm not saying that. I want to make sure it's done right.
I just worked with Paul for 10 years.
No, and I'm not discrediting him. I'm just saying that he's always wanted to make sure they're handed and that they're... Because reality, the call, they're all going to come here to the office. Like I said, if the yard's looking like crap or any of that, they're going to start squawking. Even though they signed off on this, they ain't gonna care if they, you know, if they start saying they can't get out of their driveway or they can't get in their driveway because of mud or rocks or who knows what. There ain't that much room up there as it is.
Well, I would also like to get an actual parts list per trailer that we need and get an actual hard number. We don't have a hard number yet. We just have a guess of around 1,200.
Well, you're not gonna be able to have a hard number anyway. You don't know what you're gonna get into there. You have no idea until you start digging those up.
Which is, I think, the reason why the bids were so high. Because we're too many unforeseen variables, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can have an idea of what you might need for basics, but you don't know what you're going to get until you get into each one of those. Each one's going to be different. So it's hard to say that it's going to take a 90.
Well, you're going to have your pipe, you're going to have your valves, and then there's going to be some miscellaneous stuff that is used to connect the house, the main line to the house.
And I think there's probably a lot. There's got to be a lot of vacant area up there where you could just push up a pile of sand. You know, you don't have to truck in each load.
Well,
bring in some, you know, your loader in there and spend a day hauling sand and just push
it. Well, when I see it, the policy is a board decision. And then the other decision is, and Paul, based upon what he's said, it's not intended the waiver, you're right, Sam. Can he perform the work? And then I will do my best to get some additional grant funds to augment the amount we'll pull out of the red grant receipt so that we can make it clear that no tax dollars will be used to do this.
Can we legally switch the rent money up there to do this project?
Sure, because the apartments are secured through the Only Walker Trust Fund, and the whole purpose of renting them out is to use, in addition to paying off the debt, is to use the receipt to help other low-income housing projects.
That's been the advantage of the apartments. We talked about getting rid of them a long time ago, but the city receives some income, and it allows us to tackle projects and whatnot. I mean, it's a legitimate expense. I don't know of a better way to solve this blight problem, and it still isn't solved even at that.
No.
But if we start putting things off, it's just gonna be that one thing that's there. It's just not, I don't know, it's just not gonna go away.
One more thing to mention, we sometimes forget this. This is done as a CDRA project caused because of blight, but because it was difficult to transfer money, the finance director decided to put the money through the city, and then we still raise money from CDRA and use rent receipts from CDRA apartments to help do this. They had a bunch of questions for you.
I guess I'm of the opinion if we can get things ready to go, why not get started? If the weather shuts us down till spring, that's what it is. I mean, if we have some connections on the line, go up there and flush a hydrant once a month or so, if you feel like you're getting stagnant water, right?
So you run both systems at the same time, simultaneously?
They are, yeah, they're basically on right now.
So are we legally obligated to?
So the hydrants are live.
Do this, to hook them up?
I don't know legally, but I think ethically, probably we are.
Paul said he would respond to the question about trying to estimate how much it would cost to do it this time of the year rather than waiting for spring. Would you like to address that?
Yeah, as far as weather, nothing's under the road where we're going to be digging, so we wouldn't have much frost even if it does turn cold. It won't work all winter as far as I'm concerned, but you know, a couple of weeks should have them about done. It's not going to take and get two or three a day.
And so you anticipate issues with the material there and being able to dig it with the mini X and having to haul it off and import and everything like that?
We just dumped that on the street where Terry was when he was doing that work, you know, but we have to haul off and we have to import and just put it out there and carry it in.
You think he'll be able to dig it with a mini X?
Oh yeah.
Just small cobble, right? Most of it?
Small cobble.
Well, I mean on the top 3 or 4 feet.
And if you went and looked at it, there's a lot of them that you're only talking 4 or 5 feet from the meter to where you're going under their home. So most of it, there's going to be a lot of handwork just to get under the footing and up inside, but you know.
And do we have any concerns with, once it's in under the trailer, of having some freeze issues?
Oh, no. The biggest concern I have is trying to find the old shut off tool to shut it off when to make the change it over. You know, I mean, Calder knows where some of them are, but we're just going to have to go investigate a little bit.
There could be a lot of shutting the main off and having houses without water while we do the tie over and cap the old line.
Yeah, if we can't find a shut off. But that, you know, you're only talking an hour maybe. Get everything ready and if you have to shut the main off or shut it off and tie it over and cap it over.
Well, it just depends on where we're at in the trailer court too. It could take longer in the bottom end to bleed the whole system off.
Yeah.
What if they're all PVC or
anything? Hey, Paul, I'm trying to make sure the board, as the REA director, I have nothing to do with the decision on how to implement it through Public Works or the decision to do it. My role is to get the money and do it through the REA. If I, frankly, I, I like the idea of continuing to build up the reserve of the RDA, but if this appeared to be a pressing need, that we could maybe use that rent money for. So I guess the question that I have of you is, how confident are you that this is doable? I know there are going to be unforeseen issues, but would you emphasize again, because both spoke to your confidence, the last time I asked you, how many did you get over 100? Are you confident, because Romney raised a good point, are you confident about how many men it would take? He raised a good point. Are you confident you can do this?
Oh, yeah.
And you've got the equipment with one man. There's also an issue about dump trucks you've got to address.
How long does it take to unhook the plow, Coulter, and hook it back up?
Miserable, boy.
Miserable?
As far as that goes, that little dump trailer would be planted. I mean, we're not talking.
It's only a trench that wide and three, 4 feet deep.
Yeah, we're only talking a little bit. You know, we can have been that dump trailer and go dump it. We wouldn't even have to stack it out on the street.
Well, it sounds like a can of worms needs a cap put on it, so.
So one thing I'd like to see though in this waiver, I think we need to have a completion date sign off. Back to Sam's comment.
No, you had that comment, I said it. I have no problem at all. We didn't put it in, we didn't know until we talked to Paul and others, what realistic date to put in here.
Well, no, it'd have to be so like, when Paul's got it all back rated, the homeowner says, okay, I accept this, and they sign off on it, because then the phone calls coming into the city can say, that part has been completed, and you've accepted the ownership of it now.
That's a legitimate point.
So that... Right after the service is done, then the homeowner should sign off on that and say, I now accept it as a completed project, and the city's no longer liable for it.
That may be a completely separate document too, just the owner sign off. Those are what I sent you, Mark.
I got a copy of one of those we can attach to. We didn't know what date to use, and it's very easy. We just attach that to this as a complete document. I saw one they used up in Eureka.
Yeah.
That made a lot of sense.
I think we got something that...
That's exactly what Mike's talking about.
Yeah.
Anybody got any more questions?
Well, none of these residents up there are on a meter, right? None of those are. They're not paying.
One big meter.
Well, they pay the minimum.
They pay the minimum, but they all pay the minimum.
Okay.
Except for two.
Now, for the meter, this...
A couple of those meters.
This is a problem that... I got on the council in 1996. And we've been dealing with this problem up here. Some of the main protagonists, like Jack Morton, died years ago. And in other words, it just keeps going on and on. We got to, and I think you know that, Sam. We got to, yeah. I think you got a point. You got to plug it up one way or the other.
So on the other, you mentioned we had a couple of other meters in. Where do they come off of?
They come off the new name, or off the old name, but they had added two trailer houses, and when they were adding them in, we required them to put a meter in.
And so they dug the line to that point?
Yep. So they had to dig in.
But they were new construction?
Correct.
New trailers to the park?
New trailers to the park, but they were still off the old.
That's what I mean. They weren't established, right? A lot of these are out there.
Yeah. So.
What the heck if... we give them a deadline, pay the connection fee, that's just never going to happen.
No. You have a document they have to sign off.
Yeah, these folks don't have $1,000 floating around to come up with a connection fee. You know, and it's just going to continue. You know, we'll give them a deadline, and there'll be a percentage of them that will meet that deadline, and
They're not doing the same
mess that Chris Gardner
did.
Well, I just don't think to your point, Rodney, just like Sam said, we give them a deadline, but the deadline comes and goes. We can't really go shut the main and shut their water off and just say, well, too bad, can't have any water. I think this is really the only incentive that they have to get this done.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get a problem with those people not signing off on it. It's either that or when that whole main's killed, they're going to be without water. So I don't think why they wouldn't jump bombs.
I mean, the only other thing I would suggest is on it, would just make sure that if it goes back through with Coulter, because if it's Rader and he needs Rader's help, and he needs, if he needs something, then reality, city priority should be city priority.
We've talked about that.
Okay.
I don't think I'm gonna need Rader only maybe an hour or two or three hours a day. I want him just a bit from the meter up to the home, and I'll get under the home and do whatever I have to do.
I just gotta wait, say one thing. I'm glad I get involved in economics. I'm a bad economist. I understand numbers and numbers. But to me, that project looks overwhelming. And so when he says this kind of stuff, he gives me a lot of comfort, because I look at that and I wouldn't know where to start. But again, you're confident.
I'm confident. There's gonna be something that's gonna be quite challenging, I'll admit, but.
How do you know where the old lines are so you don't end up hitting some of the old lines?
You don't have to worry about them. You'll be underneath the house.
Huh?
You'll be underneath the house.
No, I'm talking about digging the yard line in.
They're all in the center of the trailer and we're coming in from the front.
Oh.
So they won't be close.
So there's market utilities. We know where these utilities are.
I don't know that we know.
With Mark Power and the telephone and the gas, because they've all got.
Controllers.
The water line is a different story.
If you hit one, you should shut the main off. I mean, that's about all you got to it.
And some of them I might.
You've got a general idea where their service comes in.
Like I say, I'm not here to present. It's your call. Just let us know what you wanna do.
Well, if you wanna vote on it, I'd say, you know, if you want a motion or whatever, but I think the what's on the table is whether we proceed or whether we wait. The project isn't gonna change. It's either gonna get done or it's not gonna get done. It's what's gonna happen. It's gonna get pushed back and we may revisit it and we may not. It's just, I'd say.
I think Paul should be asked that question. Paul, do you think advantages are waiting until spring override date? Any foreseen problems?
I don't see any advantage of waiting at all.
Okay.
If all I can get done, if the weather gets too bad, at least we'll have some of them done when the weather breaks and we're finishing it, if it gets that bad. But I just don't see it getting that bad. It would have to.
Not for 2 weeks. Where would you start on this?
Tomorrow morning.
Now you gotta get all the waivers signed.
Yeah.
You know, I would hope that as we do this, I would hope that it would give us an opportunity to evaluate the homes that we're connecting to. And looking, there is some lots up there that just flat ought to be condemned or cleaned up. If we're gonna do every home, maybe evaluate that thing and the lots that there ought to be a moratorium or a hold on them to be able to even develop. Some of them or don't meet any kind of zoning regulations. And the ones that are legitimate, we ought to hook up. But if there's some that are a blighted thing, where I know there's one that's an old abandoned burned out trailer and those type of things.
Absolutely.
Maybe they didn't put a meter on there. There's the empty lots and a couple others that didn't even put a meter in because they are.
But before we allow any more building in there or any more homes in there, I don't know. I just don't think that there's
a couple in there that should be condemned that renters are renting.
Yeah.
And we can go to the planning commission if they have a moratorium. Turn down two or three. They've got a moratorium. Planning commission on it?
No, it's just the size.
We tried to condemn.
The building size is what they gotta meet now. Moratorium's gone.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
It would be nice to have something, some mechanism in place that over time,
the county.
An attrition that is maybe those get abandoned and unlivable, that there's an incentive or some way to combine a couple of lots and put one home on two lots or something so it's not so dense up there and can be managed. I, I don't know if that's something we look at.
Mike's right, depending ordinance timeframes run out, but I think we could get, it would be tantamount to a moratorium on the basis that we want nothing happening up there about this project taking place.
Well, we don't want nothing happening that's not gonna meet zoning ordinances.
It's the size, and so they've been turned down because they didn't meet the size requirements in there, and their lots are not big enough.
Right.
To handle the size of trailer they just want to put on there and parking and stuff, so they shot their own self in the foot, you know, type deal.
So really, existing lots up there, and somebody's gonna build something on them, they ought to be liable just like everybody else for connection fees and everything else.
Yeah. So if somebody has not been paying the minimum on their monthly bill, there was no meter ran even to that lot.
Yeah.
That's how the grant was.
I mean, that there, if there's existing lots and there's no buildings on them, that's something down the road. If they wanna put a building in there, they pay the... Impact fees and the hookup fees and the whole smell.
And they gotta meet their setbacks and all that.
Yeah.
So you have the money in the cavalry, I'm assuming, that what, so what I would suggest that, I mean, we've already, I won't beat it to death, I think. Get that other waiver we were just talking about for a completion of work type thing. And then, if you know how many trailers are up there, order that many meters and then get it out of your funds that you're taking it out of, so that we can already start this process before we get get the waivers. Because then you're a little bit that further ahead. Always not as big a deal to get ahead of time that the meters are.
Yeah, if you wanna put it in motion, we can get together on that very subject, go up there and look at all those. They made some good points. I mean, we should not hook up any of those, you can talk about it.
They're taking a little while to come in due to COVID.
Right. But I mean, that, we should be able to order meters and then proceed to get waivers started prior to waiting on meters, if that makes sense.
Are you completely out of meters right now?
I've got a few. So I've still got 100 that aren't reading. I finished reading meters today.
Well, can we use them and replace?
We can.
But we need to get the other 100 fixed too, or replaced.
I have 100 on hand, well, I got 100 that still aren't reading in town.
Oh, I thought you had 100 on hand.
No, I bet I've got 20 on hand.
Well, that'd give you a good start. There's 30 connections up there, so...
Where do you get the meters from?
Master Meter.
You can only order them through Schulzen. Schulzen's the only local dealer that, outland carrier, but you can't, there's some of these other places, but they have a territorial like law that they won't allow them to sell to you.
So what's it gonna take once this is done to kill that old line in there? Is it just a...
Just shut the valve off.
Just a valve and put the can off and bury it, or... Shut the valve off and go and cap it on the Aspen Village side? Do you need to cap anything, or just...
I think I'd recommend capping, just so there never...
Chance of contamination coming back in somehow into the line too.
You never know if somebody digs it up and down the road, they don't know what it is, and then you think it's a buried actual main line valve, and they open it up and create a cap on it. You know, I mean, that wouldn't take much to dig down the cap, but...
Well, yeah, just cut a section out and put an NG.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say while we're working on it, I'd take care of all the loose ends on it, and just get it cleaned up as best as we can.
Because even if you pull the...
And if we, that's the thing, don't you have those funds?
Say that again, Kevin?
Don't you have those funds available as we get invoices for materials and stuff you can pay?
I've got the money available, but I'm also gonna try to get another $20,000 off it a little bit. For contingencies we may not foresee.
Well, let's have a motion, let's make a
motion.
I'll make a motion.
I'd like to move forward with the, to complete the CDBG project in Aspen Village by connecting the, those that are willing to sign the waiver onto the new system. With the addition of the property owner release form of final, or final acceptance.
I will get a copy of that and send it out tomorrow. I'll also send it over to Kevin Daniels.
I think as we're doing the waiver though, they ought to know upfront they're gonna have to sign the other one too.
Yeah.
I'd be the drive attached.
Well, I guess that... If we have one or two that don't wanna sign for whatever reason, I guess we'll have to figure out how to address those, but maybe we shouldn't.
Well, They're gonna be without water.
I don't think they wanna go without water if that water line fails.
I guess that's what we say is the public safety issue because of that water line going through wherever it goes.
So in the first paragraph, we say, "We install a water line to provide for the safety and efficiency." Yep.
Well, I think we add in that checklist, making them feel like they're not being forced into something, that they have a say in what it looks like and how to take care of it. I think will make a big difference.
Yeah.
I really do.
I don't know why they'd complain anyway. They're not paying anything for it.
Well, it would surprise you.
I don't know. It would surprise me. I coached for 30 years.
Well, if they don't want to sign a waiver, then the other option is pay the connection fee.
Well, I mean, I mean, they pay the connection fee and it goes on their bill and they have to pay it.
That's a great point. So you don't wanna do that?
They have two options. They can release liability or they, you know.
Or they can do it theirself.
Or they can pay the connection fee and do it like we do every other service.
Yeah, they can pay the connection fee.
It's a good idea, but they have to hire their own company.
But there needs to be, you know, they need to be able to sign off when this is completed in a timely manner.
Okay. Council, how are we gonna word all this?
And who's gonna inspect it? Who's gonna do the funds?
Jenny, you getting all this?
I stopped after.
I think I always have a couple people there just so that it don't go to his wife.
Final inspection and homeowner, the renter needs to sign off as it's being done.
So legally, do we have to have it notarized? That just hit me. I know Kevin didn't mention that, but do we need to?
All the examples I looked at when I did a search on these.
Didn't have anything like that?
Okay, we've never done anything with an notary on ours on other projects.
I cross-checked with about cities as big as 200,000 down to 10,000. None of them have a.
Okay. So how do you know where your motion, Justin?
So I have what you said at first, was move forward with the CDBG project in Aspen Village by connecting those who are willing to sign the waiver with the addition of the owner release form attached to the waiver.
Yeah, and I guess there's no need of addressing if people won't sign because we don't know that that's gonna be the case yet.
That'd be a different conversation, I think.
So I think that pretty much covers it.
No, but they could let them know that if they don't do it and it goes a year or whatever, they're gonna be paying the connection fee for it. And they also run the risk if the old line fails, they may be without water until it does get put in.
That's a good idea.
They'll be responsible to pay for the connection fee.
Yep.
You know, 6 months.
I'll second his motion.
Okay, the motion by Justin and seconded by Russ to proceed to run the water lines into the trailers, into Aspen Village to complete the water project up there. Roll call.
Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Russell?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do our best. Cross every T, dot every I, everything they've asked for, including not be all that. You get with the existing one?
Can I start, as soon as we start getting property owners' signature waivers?
I think.
As long as we're not waiting for every one of them?
Yeah, I don't think you have.
I don't mean we have to wait till we get every single one to start.
No, I think you can start along the.
You get one signed, that's.
Case by case, sign by sign, right?
Yep.
Yeah, or start getting a.
Meters.
Plan of action going, where you're gonna start and how you're gonna approach this thing.
The city does have that one lot in there that would be excellent for you. The city has a lot in there that would, I'd recommend you to use as much as possible.
Okay, which one?
That's a lot better than the trailer park. You're supposed to have a place for people to put stuff.
But it wouldn't be bad if you put it out where Terry did that on that project either, really.
The lot is in the middle on that south side.
That's it.
But Terry had his material stacked.
Yeah.
I think that homeowner fenced it and was using it or something, weren't they, at one time?
No, it's all fenced up for a separate lot, yeah.
you know, which is a lot easier to get a big pile of sand there right off the bat.
I mean, if that one goes to be 10 inches, how much sand can it take to fill?
Pardon me?
It's only gonna be a 10-foot trench or so.
Yeah, it's not gonna take a lot.
Sand adds up pretty quick.
Yeah, I know it does.
There's some of them that I might be digging like about halfway up their lot, where I can find the line where it goes in, into the trailer and up. If I can tap on it outside and hook it up on outside of the trailer, I would do that so that I wouldn't have to get under and mess with more plumbing.
That's what I would suggest if you.
I just wonder, they're all PVC lines too, aren't they? Need to upgrade them.
Well, what do you mean you tie on outside the trailer?
No, it's gonna be the whole responsibility.
What's that?
If you tie on outside the trailer, you're gonna have to have an access cover and all that too.
No, nope. Is everything gonna shut off and the meter's out? Because once we're done, everything from the meter and the owner's responsibility.
Then we're not digging under the trailer.
Which would be easier.
We can intercept them outside. It'll be 10 times faster.
It'll be faster.
When Trent and I talked about that, he didn't feel like there was very many that you could do that with, but you would know better.
There's a few.
You'd know better than that.
I would be a little concerned about, hey, you're gonna have to put pressure reducing valves on them.
No.
Well, you're just gonna send the city pressure into the whole thing, or you're saying?
They'll have the same pressure they've got now.
It's not changing.
They're not changing anymore. All any pressure.
That east, I don't know if they ain't got of that high, you ain't, you're 70-pound pressure.
There may be some that have it on there now, but I.
Yeah, that, some of them might have their own pressure reduction.
But, yeah, we haven't changed anything as far as pressures on. It's all on the same main line, so to speak.
Should we update it?
Okay, we got anything else here for the next meeting?
Yep.
I'm gonna make a motion that we adjourn this meeting and move on to our regular scheduled meeting.
Okay.
Motion passed unanimously. That everyone wanted to adjourn?
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's all done.